Mishnah Yomis for Wednesday, the ninth day of Kislev, Tovshin Pei Dalad. Masechta Yevamos, Perek Shmini, Mishnah Dalad. Our Mishnah goes back to the laws of Chalitza and Yevam, and it continues from the previous Mishnahs. It deals with a soris, with a eunuch, a person whose testicles have been removed, a person who's not able to have children. What is the din as far as Chalitza and Yevam for such a person? Omar Rabbi Yeshua, Mishnah Dalet. Rabbi Yeshua said, Shamati, I heard, Shehasoris choylets v'choyletzin le'ishtai, that a eunuch, a person who can't have children, can give chalitza, and his wife can have chalitza being done to her as well. V'hasoris le'choylets. But I've also heard that a soris, a eunuch, cannot give chalitza, v'loycholetzin le'ishtai, and we don't give chalitza to his wife. In other words, I've heard the halacha that there's some, in some cases, the soris, the eunuch, does chalitza, sometimes not. But I don't know how to explain the difference. The ein lefarish, says Rabbi Shua, I don't know which cases is he eligible for chalitza, which cases he not. Omar Rabbi Akiva ani efarish, I'll explain. Sris Adam, if he was castrated by human hand, chalitza, he can give chalitza to the wife of his brother, but he can't do yibum. Yibum he can't do because he's unfit to marry into the Jewish people, into a person, into a girl who's born Jewish. Like the din of a person whose testicles were crushed, or whose membrane or whose male organ has been severed. So similarly here, a Sris Adam who cannot have children is not allowed to do the mitzvah of yibum. But chalitza, yes, he does. V'cholzin le'ishtai. Similarly, if his wife, if he died, leaving a wife behind and there's no children, then the wife is eligible for chalitza or even yibum. And why is that? And that's because since it was done by human hand, that's how he became castrated. It was not done from birth, from Shemaim. Mipnei shehoisa lo shas kosher. That means that there was some time in his life before he became castrated where he was fit to have children and to do the mitzvah of yibum and chalitza. So therefore, even though now he has become a soris, he's castrated, he gives chalitza, and his wife will need chalitza if he dies without children. However, says Rabbi Akiva, sris chama, if a person was born that way, born without the ability to have children or without testicles, and we use the word sris chama, chama means the sun, it means ever since he saw the sun, there was never a moment that he had ability to have children, and therefore loy chalitz, he will not give chalitza to the wife of his brother. For loy chalitz in the ishtai, nor will chalitza be done to his wife if he dies without children. Mi pnei shelahoisa lo shasa kosher, because there was never a possibility that he could have ever children in his lifetime. And if we look at the parsha of Yibum, it says when the mitzvah of Yibum is done, it says, his name shall not be erased from the Jewish people. That's the name of the brother who deceased without children. But if he was a soris, then his name was already wiped off the Jewish map because his name was already machoy, the fact that he couldn't have children. Now, that tells us that there's no yibum. Since there's no yibum, whenever the Torah says there's no yibum, there's also no chalitza, no requirement for chalitza at all. Rabbi Eliezer says, Loichi, that's not the case. He disagrees with Rabbi Akiva. Elos, Sris Chama, Choylets, he says that a Sris Chama, a person who was born castrated or born without the ability to have children, born without testicles, Choylets, he can give Chalitza. V'cholzen l'ishtoi, and Chalitza can be done to his wife. Why? Mipnei sheyesh l'refuah. Because in certain cases, there is a possibility to be healed. Maybe now he can't have children, but maybe he will be able to have children in the future. Obviously not if he's missing the body parts, but if he was unable to have children from birth, that doesn't mean that later on that he can't have some sort of a remedy for it. However, Sris Adam, but once a person has been castrated by human hand, he cannot give chalitza, nor can chalitza be done to his wife if he dies, because once that's done, the castration by human hand, there's no way that he can be heal it. And even though there once was a time where he had the ability, he had a shas kosher, that's not good enough. He doesn't give chalitza, nor do he give chalitza to his wife. This is in complete opposite to Rabbi Akiva. However, as the Mishnah is going to conclude, Hayd Rabbi Yeshua ben Beserel ben Megusus. Rabbi Yeshua ben Beserel says that he can testify about a man called Ben Gesus. Shehoyu Berushalayim Sir Sodom. He was a person who was castrated by human hand. Ve'yibmus ishtoi. And they did yibum to his wife. Comes along Rabbi Yeshua ben Beserel, therefore, and testifies kedei lekayim divrei Rabbi Akiva, in order to uphold the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, who indeed said that a sris odom, a person who is castrated by human hand, he does give chalitza to his wife, and on the other hand, or yibum for that matter, and the halacha is indeed like Rabbi Akiva, since there was a chance, there was an ability of once to have children, therefore he is still eligible for yibum or chalitza. Mishnah Hay. At least a chalitza. Hasoris, a person who is a soris, learning like Rabbi Akiva, a srischama, this is a person who's been born with an inability to have children, lecholitz, lemiyabim. He does not give chalitza, nor do we give yibum, nor can he do yibum. Vechein eilon is similarly a woman who is not capable of to have children. She was born that way. She was incapable of having children. She too cannot give chalitza. There's no requirement anyway. Nor is she allowed to have yibum. So if her husband died without any children, and leaving a wife that could never have children anyway, then there's no yibum done. No yibum done. Why? Because the pasuk says v'hoya b'chor asher teilet. When it talks about yibum, it says the b'chor who she shall give birth to. Excluding an eilonis who cannot give birth, the sterile woman cannot give birth. Now, even though this pasuk is being learned by the referring to the really traditionally to the yavam, the shoteled means that means we're talking about the bechoyer who the mother of the brothers will give birth to. It's a mitzvah for the oldest one to do the yibum. So we're now saying it refers to the widow, to the wife of the deceased. Nevertheless, because it says asher teled, that she will give birth, rather than asher yolda, that she did give birth, we make a drosha, the Chazal made a drosha, as referring also to the yavama, to the woman, to the widow of the deceased brother, that if she is an eilonis, she's not going to be capable of doing yibum, and since she's not capable of yibum, therefore since she's not allowed to have yibum done to her, therefore she's also potter from chalitza. As we know always, whenever the Torah exempts from yibum, the exemption is also from chalitza. Now, we said that a soris cannot do yibum, not allowed to do yibum to his deceased brother's wife. What happens if he doesn't give chalitza either? But what happens if he does do chalitza? Does it have any impact? Is she allowed to now marry a kohen, or is she now forbidden for a kohen? Hasoris shechalatz liyavimtoi, says the Mishnah, if the soris gave chalitza to his yavama, loif sala, he does not make her posel for kohuna. Because the chalitza, which normally would make a woman a posel for a kohen, will have no effect on this yavama at all, because there was never a requirement to have yibum. So therefore, no requirement for chalitza. Any chalitza done is a non-event. Ba'ala, but what happens if the soris lives with his sister-in-law, his yavama, and he's a man who's sterile, can't have children? Psola, he ruins her, he spoils her for having a chance to marry a kohen. She can marry anyone else, but not a kohen. Because she has lived with a man as an affair. It's all it is. She was prohibited. She was prohibited to marry, to live with this soris, with this sterile man. Because she's what we call Ashes Ach Shlo B'Mekam Mitzvah. She's a sister-in-law that is no mitzvah of Yibum HaChalitza, and that is a terrible Isra, a terrible Aveda to live with her. And by living with her, she becomes a Zayna. V'chein Eilonis Shecholtzolo Achin Loip Soloa. So also a sterile woman there's no mitzvah of Yibum HaChalitza. But what happens if the brothers did give her Chalitza? They said, oh, well, look, we're going to give it to her anyway. They do not render her or unfit for a kohen. They do not disqualify her for marrying a kohen. Why? Because the chalitza is a non-event. She was not chayiv to have chalitza. But if the brothers lived with her, which is again absolutely forbidden, because she was She was, that's called an Eishes Zach Shelo B'Megem Mitzvah. There was never a mitzvah of Yibum and a woman who could never have children anyway. And if they went and lived with her, P'saluha, they do disqualify from being married to marry any guy. And Mipnei Shebe Ilosa Bilas Nus, because her affair with any of the brothers is just that. That's all it would be called. It would be called as Nus. It would just be called a promiscuous act. And she, because they have lived with an Eishes Ach, they've lived with a sister-in-law where there was no mitzvah. Now, to live with a sister-in-law where there's no mitzvah is a big avera. It's called Eishes Ach. It's one of the rois. And she would become a zoyin effectively and definitely possible for kahuna forevermore.